Now to another of our Christmas cooks. Vali Little is the food director behind one of Australia's leading food magazines, ABC Delicious. She's also authored a number of cookbooks. The latest has just been released. It's called Delicious, Let's Eat. I caught up with Vali Little a bit earlier. It's Christmas, so we were talking turkey, but we began by talking about her latest book, focusing on the various ethnic cuisines that have inspired her over the years.
This is the 11th cookbook that I've written. So I normally do it either seasonally or by ingredient. And this year, because I'm always so inspired by travel, and I travel quite a lot for work, I thought it would be fun to do a book based on countries and, you know, the places that I've been to and all the interesting recipes they have, and just putting a delicious touch to it to simplify them and make them easy for the home cook.
And is that the key to the popularity of Delicious, that you do keep the variety but you find a way to simplify it to make it possible and successful for the home cook?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm all about wanting to experiment, but, you know, I don't want a massive list of ingredients that I can't find in my hometown.
At the same time, you sort of don't want, you know, take the bottle of pre-prepared pasta sauce and pour it on, and you think, that's actually not a recipe.
No, exactly. I mean, you want your recipe to be interesting and taste amazing, but you also want it to be simplified so that, you know, it's easy for the home cook. And I think that's what we've managed to do. And for me, one of the hardest cuisines to conquer is, you know, Asian cuisine, because you have to reach that balance all the time with all the flavours.
And sometimes that takes a lot of ingredients.
It does. And so I've done a couple of Korean dishes, and Korean food is incredibly popular now. They were difficult to work through to get that balance right. But, you know, I'm really happy with the end result.
Now, you grew up in Britain.
I did.
So is Christmas never right if it's not cold for you?
You know what? I spent years trying to produce a good old English Christmas
did
like
you?
My mum did here in Australia. And in the end, I just thought it's just too hard.
And too hot.
You know, I'm slaving over a hot stove on Christmas Day and nobody really loved it as much. You know, they'd always say, where are the prawns? Where's the seafood? And I think you've just got to adapt to your situation and what people like and the beautiful fresh summer produce that we have here. So I do sort of a balance. I glaze a ham and I'm just sitting on the fence whether I'm going to do a turkey this year.
Can I throw this around? Because you're an opinion leader in this area. I'm with you on the ham glazing, particularly a really good ham.
Yes.
That hasn't been pumped full of salt,
absolutely,
water and is all weird and gelatinous, but a really good ham from a good butcher.
Yeah.
But I am on the cusp of declaring the turkey dead and gone, dead and buried.
I think I'm
cremated.
With you. I think I'm with you on that one, because it's hard. The best way I've found to cook a turkey is to take the legs off and cook those separately and then cook the breast. Because to actually...
At which point you might as well eat your shoe
if you've
either done it.
I know, exactly.
It's just not a great bird, is it?
It's not a great bird. And we have beautiful free-range chickens in this country, which taste probably better than a lot of the turkeys that you can buy. So
There are turkey farmers everywhere with their heads in their hands.
Yeah, I know, exactly. But I think the fact that you can only get them once a year too, so it's not something that we eat on a regular basis.
Maybe it's our cooking rather than their rearing.
Well, I'm sure the free-range turkeys are absolutely fantastic, but at the end of the day, to cook a turkey all the way through so you get moist meat on the legs and on the breast, it's a very difficult thing to do. I've done many, many over the years in Delicious, adapting all sorts of methods, and the best one that I've found is beautiful stuffing inside, lots of butter on the outside and covering it with foil and doing your first two and a half hours of cooking covered with foil, which sort of helps keep all the moisture
breast up
in.
Or breast down?
No, I'd cook it breast up. Yeah, and then just take the foil off, more basting with butter, and then get it nice and brown and crisp. But look, I think I'm with you. This year I think there'll be the ham and then lots of other interesting things.
Now, if people wanted to abandon the traditional pudding along with the turkey, you have an alternative, the strawberry and elderflower summer pudding.
Well, look, again, I've served up Christmas pudding over the years. I am really the only one in my family that likes it. And my sons, well, they won't go near it at all, even if I'd put lots of ice cream with it. But and I think a summer pudding is such a beautiful dessert to serve in Australia. Mm. It's prime time for all the best berries that are around. So this is a strawberry and elderflower summer pudding, but you could put raspberries in there. You could put beautiful loganberries and red currants and all sorts of things. So it works well with any berry. And elderflower is becoming increasingly popular, the elderflower cordial that you can buy in most supermarkets now. And it just adds a really delicious, unique flavour to these summer puddings. And you can do an individual one or you can do a large one. And I just think to present that on your Christmas table is a lot more Australian, really, than a steam pudding that's cooked for 5 hours and
hung and
yeah, all those things.
So we'll put the recipe on our website. It is essentially, as you say, berries and caster sugar and vanilla and so forth, but you've also used white bread slices in it.
Yeah.
How does it come together?
Well, look, I mean, that's a traditional way to make a summer pudding. You can use brioche, but I find brioche a little bit too sweet. Okay. So I just use, I tell you what I do. I go to my local bakery who has a machine that slices bread, and I get him to slice me a white loaf lengthwise. And then you get the lovely long slices. Mm. And particularly if you're doing this as a large pudding, you can line your basin with nice long slices of bread rather than doing a patchwork quilt. So yeah.
Perfect. I'm glad I asked that extra question.
That's just a little tip.
Thank you so much for coming in and sharing that and relieving me of the guilt of abandoning the turkey. Apologies to any turkey farmers listening. My guest has been Vally Little. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and a Merry Christmas too.